Yeah, I just want to say thanks to everyone who, you know, took the time out to peep this Jazzmatic album, Nas and Funky DL remixes. Like, back in 1996, I think it was 96, it was a Wednesday and I was due to go on the Max and Dave rap show at Kiss FM in London, so I was up there and I think I knew that Nas was going to be on the show. So I got into like the waiting area and then I was ushered into the studio and Nas was just sitting down. It's like two chairs, Nas was sitting in one, another empty chair beside him, and so I sat down next to him and he was like, yo, I heard your song on the radio. And so I'm like, for real. And he's like, yeah, you Black Twang, right? And I'm like, nah, I'm Funky DL. Anyway, like, I didn't really get to you know, politic with Nas or anything like that. I just did my interview and I bounced. I think he did his before mine. But anyway, so 2 days later, I'm up at Choice FM, Trinity Gardens, and it's in Brixton in London, and DJ 279's got his Friday Night Flavor rap show. And Nas was up there. I think I knew Nas was gonna be up there, but I only went up there to drop off a new song that I wanted DJ 279 to play. And he just so happened to be having like a MC cypher, so there was a bunch of MCs, I can't remember who, but there's a bunch of MCs up there and they were doing like this freestyle live on air session with Nas. So I come in the room, and these MCs are rhyming, and then like I dropped the tape or whatever it was to DJ 279. And then Nas looks at me and he's like, yo, come and get yours. And I'm like, nah, I never really came up here to do no rhyming. I just came to drop something off. And he was like, yo, come and get yours. So anyway, I approached the mic and I did like a 16. And afterwards it was like crazy because Nas walked up to me and he was like, yo, you write those lyrics yourself? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yo, that's dope. And I just feel like it was so cool because he kind of singled me out to show appreciation for my lyrical ability. You know, I kind of spat something that was real nice. So, you know, that was really cool. So like, anyway, back to Jazzmatic. It was just something that I felt, you know, was really cool to do. You know, I've always been a big fan of Nas and Nas's music, and especially his lyrics and the lyrical content. So Jazzmatic was like, you know, a natural thing for me to try and put together. So I just wanna say to people, I really hope that you enjoy this project. Do you know what I'm saying? And the instrumental version should be available like on Bandcamp and iTunes and all of that. And you know, there's much more Funky DL product out there. So, you know, if you're looking for some real dope jazzy music or some, you know, that proper authentic hip hop, check my music out, man. Come to the website, www.funkydl.com. Jazzmatic, DL, Nas, and I'm out. Peace.